Yesterday evening in Bloomington, about 70 people attended a march and rally in solidarity with an international migrant strike. The event was held in response to a nationwide strike referred to as, quote, a day without immigrants. Participants began with a rally at the IU sample gates, followed by a march through downtown to the courthouse square, where speakers addressed the crowd. WFHB News was on hand to capture the event, and we bring you some of the speakers' comments now for today's WFHB Community Report.
Thank you all for being here. We really needed that feeder rally from campus. I know it's exam week and I know people are working, so thank you all for being here. My name is Daniela and I am one of the lead organizers of the City of Bloomington's participation in the National Immigrant Strike. The National Immigrant Strike is meant to show this country what would happen if all immigrants and our allies were to leave the country, if people were to be deported. I know we're all here to support immigrants because of the ridiculous xenophobia and racism that are on the rise in this country. We're here in solidarity with the national strike, but I want us to take first a second to reflect in order to not be complicit with the systems of oppression that are allowing this to happen. There was a rise in the saying that this is a country made of immigrants, that everyone is an immigrant in this country. And that is just not true. And we need to accept that. Settler colonialism was not immigration. Settler colonialism was not immigration. Enslavement of African people was not immigration. And descendants from those African enslaved people are not immigrants. Native Americans and indigenous people throughout the Americas are also not immigrants. And the majority of the people that are being persecuted and racialized in a particular way are Mexican Americans, or people of Mexican heritage with indigenous ties to this continent. So it's not until the creation of the nation that they became immigrants and illegal aliens. They are actually also not immigrants. They own this land, and we are on borrowed land. One last thing I want to say before I introduce our first speaker. Given the rise of anti-Semitism and fascism in this country, in this town where pro-Hitler posters were posted right in front of Middleway House because fascism knows how to target the most vulnerable populations, given the rise of fascism and anti-Semitism and neo-Nazis, the university itself allowing people like Charles Murray to speak, I want to take a minute to recognize then also all of the immigrants that came after World War II. Those who are immigrants, and we need to recognize that, and even though they are not entirely affected in the same way that continuously racialized people are because of Jewish assimilation, we still need to pay our respects to those communities. All right, are you all ready to support the immigrants of this nation? Woo! Of Bloomington, of Indiana University.
Yeah!
Yes! All right, so first off, we have the wonderful, beautiful Esmeralda Martinez to open our speech section.
Just talking about the workers' rights under the presidency of 45, he's claiming that we're deporting only criminals, but criminals entails people that have gotten petty violations like a traffic ticket or speeding tickets, just having like your taillights not working, something like that. If you have three of those, you're a criminal, you're gonna get deported. That's not just at all. So just again, being critical of the notion of being a criminal, of being a terrorist, a lot of these stigmas are made for a reason. So just addressing those is really important. Secondly, we're all here because we're standing for the protection of human beings that we're fleeing some type of, you know, abuse back home. A lot of times it's abuse that has been exacerbated by the U.S. intervention because they're afraid of communism. And I'm afraid of capitalism, but I can't get everybody to go to jail.
So, for our next speaker, we have Mr. Will Watt. He was actually honored to work with Cesar Chavez. So this is for the Farmers Union.
Thank you. Everything that the first speaker said is true. I worked in Arizona and Southern California with the farm workers, and I was in fields where the planes would be going over and spraying pesticides with people in the fields. Children, babies. It's real. But the thing that I remember about United Farm Workers is it was very much a rainbow. Every person you can think of was a farm worker, is a farm worker. Not just Mexicanos or Chicanos. I mean, there's Arabs, white folks, African Americans, Native Americans, everybody. The thing that I remember most is, you know, we're all the people. We are the people. We've got to remember that. And we have to be about peace. We can't submit ourselves to the fear that Donald Trump loves to generate. We have to stand strong as people. Somos el pueblo.
Woo!
We are the people.